Right, Polly, what have you learned so far in photography?
I've definitely learned to look at artists and photos in different ways. Mm-hmm. I've learned also how to produce ideas of my own based off other people mm-hmm. for inspiration. And I've probably learned how to take better pictures as well in a way.
Okay.
Using the amount of time like to practice some things and like looking at the world in a more creative way. Like before the course I used to just like walk around the streets, but now I'm always like looking out for things.
Right. Like, got better at noticing things.
Yeah, I've definitely become more observant.
That's interesting.
The streets.
And you said that you said something about creativity. Can you expand on that a bit? What do you mean by that?
Well,
what do you think has been the most helpful bit of the course in terms of helping you with your creativity?
I think having to come up with loads of different ideas for concepts and visiting galleries is really good as well. I think it just kind of gets your imagination going. And I think it helps to just prompt you with ideas mm-hmm. for your own work.
Okay, great. So what then have you found most challenging so far?
Definitely coming up with ideas and being creative. Although it's getting better, I think that sometimes it's hard to be creative all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes your brain's just kind of goes for a wander. But mm-hmm. I definitely think that, yeah, having good ideas all the time is definitely a hard thing to have.
And is that made more complicated by the fact you're not just doing photography, but you're doing lots of other subjects as well, so you're having to kind of divide your time up?
Yeah, definitely. If I was just doing photography, I'd definitely have a lot more time to think right. and process about it. But
kind of hard to get into the zone and stay in there.
Well, not you're doing lots of other things as well, but yeah.
Have you found good ideas in other subjects that you've been able to bring to photography?
Sometimes I sit in a class and I'm like, oh, that might work, but I always don't want to cross paths. I'm not quite sure why. I think it's just because if I focus on one thing, mm-hmm. I'd like to just do that for that. And
right.
another thing, I just like to keep it separate. It kind of makes it easier for me.
Right, to compartmentalise the learning. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. And what do you still hope to learn in photography?
I hope to learn how to keep producing good ideas mm-hmm. and how to be more creative. And
do you mean as a sort of technique?
As a technique, right. I hope to like boost techniques and also learn more about photography mm-hmm. via other artists and how they see it as well.
Do you think there's a link therefore between knowing about photography and coming up with good ideas?
Yes, definitely. I think to know about something, you have to be able to kind of produce ideas yourself about it, mm-hmm. as well as reflect on others as well.
So do you think the more research we do about photography, about photographers, about photography and about the ideas in photography, the more ideas you're likely to be able to generate?
Yeah, I think the more you can know, the more easy it is to be able to produce after.
Do you think sometimes knowing things gets in the way, though?
In some ways it can do, because sometimes if you're unaware of something, it might make the process more interesting and it might change the whole concept of what you're trying to do.
Do you think perhaps if you know a lot of things, it prevents you from being inquisitive?
No.
You think knowing and being inquisitive go hand in hand?
Yeah, I think everyone, no matter how much they know, will always have some sense of being inquisitive. But maybe people that don't know as much have the chance to question more. But then I'm sure there's things that people that know a lot about photography have. They can't be excellent in everything they do. They must have an area that they're not so sure on, and that would be helpful for them.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's okay.
That's excellent.